Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Yeah, this is an email from, quote, your fan, Catherine.
Hi, LSAT Demon. I'm new to your podcast, and so far it's been really helpful for me in terms of thinking about the LSAT and the application process. I'm reaching out to ask if you have any advice about how to best utilize one-on-one time with representatives from schools' admission offices during campus visits. I see that multiple schools have already offered in-person and online meetings with admissions offices for prospective students, and I have scheduled a few already. Do you have any advice about how I may approach these meetings? I know they probably won't remember a thing from these meetings, so I'm only looking for stuff to write about in why school essays. Not sure if this is the right type of question to ask you, but if you choose to answer, thank you, and thank you so much. Your fan, Catherine. Anything you want to say about campus visits?
Yeah, well, okay. So first of all, I would not encourage anyone to do a campus visit. I think in general, they end up being sales pitches for the schools, which then get people irrationally excited about schools that may not offer them any money at all. In other words, I'd much rather someone visit a school after they've figured out the financials and know that this is a great deal rather than the other way around. So I just don't see it being worth the time or effort, and it can be damaging.
Yeah, I think I would only visit after I'd already gotten a great offer from that school.
Yeah.
You can learn everything you need to learn about that school from their website. You could reach out and talk to actual alums of the school. That campus visit, like getting a tour of the law library, how does that help? You don't write about that in the Why School essay. You just got to remember that you're going to be talking to sales folk when you get there. Like, is it really going to help you make a good decision to go to the school and meet with somebody whose job it is to try to sell you on the school? They're chosen for this role, right? This is the friendliest, happiest, nicest person, on the surface, most helpful person. And you have to remember that their only job is to get people to apply to their school, or to get people to accept admission to the school. That's their only job.
Is they're to literally sell you paid on the school. To do that. That's what they're paid to do.
Yes.
As their profession.
Yes. And you will learn very quickly that at the second you start as a 1L, you're never going to talk to these people ever again, because there's nothing more that they can sell you. They're on to the next person that they're going to sell on this school. And I do want to talk. Thank you, Eric, made a note that I might want to talk about my, quote, transformative experience that I had at formerly Hastings, now UC Law, San Francisco. Yeah, this dude Christian in their admissions office, I will never forgive him for giving me bad advice about where to go to law school. I was super naive. I did not know what I was getting myself into. I had a scholarship from Golden Gate. I had a scholarship from University of San Francisco to other ABA accredited law schools in the city of San Francisco where I was living. And I'm sitting at Hastings talking to this guy, Christian, in the admissions office. And I mentioned to him that I have these other scholarships and I'm really worried about the money. And he gave me the very best, like, buddy, buddy, you know, he was really on my team.
Yeah.
And he, you know, his voice went down like this. And he said, yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is that law school, I mean, school here at Hastings, it's a transformative experience. And are you really going to let that money, you know, it was like offended.
Like, yeah,
it like
yeah,
smelled
disgusted.
Bad to him. It was like, ew. Are you really going to let money make your decision here?
Wow.
Because of this transformative experience that you're going to have at Hastings? And of course, in retrospect, that's just 1,000% bullshit. Hastings is just another regional law school. It's slightly higher ranked than USF, but it's not a dramatically different quality of law school. They charged me a dramatically different price. that because USF would have given me a scholarship. And instead, I'm paying full price to go to an okay regional law school like Hastings. I would actually encourage people not to visit law schools. I just don't think it's a good use of your time. I think it's very, very likely a bad use of your time. Not only is it probably a waste of your time and money to fly across the country to go visit some school, but you're very likely to just get sucked into some bullshit sales pitch. These people, they're good at what they do. They do it professionally. They've built their whole career out of selling people on the idea of not just law school, but their particular law school. And they do it with thousands of students. They're having hundreds and thousands of these meetings, and you're only going to do it once. And they're just practicing and practicing and practicing their various sales pitches. They know how to overcome all objections you might possibly have.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, even just thinking about that phrase that Christian said to you, transformative, I'm sure he had used that on other students and seen it click, right?
Oh, yeah.
There are other things he said that didn't work, that failed. And he's like, okay, right. I'm not going to say that anymore.
Right.
But transformative, that if seems he still, to work.
No, I mean, and he might have learned that. That could be in their fucking manual of how to talk to people about money.
Yeah.
You know? It, and if he's still there, he's probably still using the exact same line on people who come in with like, well, you know, I'm really worried about the debt. But yeah, you know, I mean, the thing is, you know what? He said one other thing too, that was bullshit. In all my career working here, I've never had anybody tell me that they had problems paying back their loans.
He said that? Wow.
Yeah.
That would be hard to say today, I think, with all the news about loans.
But I mean, he's speaking from his own personal experience, right?
Yeah.
And he doesn't talk to people after they start their school, after they start school there, or at least I never talked to him after I started school there. And so it's like he, you know, so people, and I'm not just picking on him, it's everybody else who's in this same role. I'm sure that they're just doing exactly this same type of shit with every single applicant. That is their job. There are way too many law schools admitting way too many people. They have to compete desperately for these dollars.
Yeah.
And so they're going to say anything that they have to say in order to sell you on their school. That's literally their job.
Yep.
So, Catherine, don't bother with these visits. Work on your LSAT. Get the best LSAT you possibly can. Apply broadly. If you need to write these why school essays, it's not hard to come up with reasons why you want to go to their particular law school. And you certainly don't have to fly across the country or meet with anybody in order to come up with some bullshit to write for those essays.
Nathan, are there any asshole golfers that are very good at their game?
Like and all of them?
Oh,
I mean, an asshole golfer is like almost a redundancy.
Okay. Yeah.
Asshole golfers? Sure. Let's start with Patrick Reed. He's a documented cheater as well. But yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So does he have trouble getting into tournaments because of this?
Oh, no.
Why?
Because he's good at golf.
He's good at golf.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's good at getting the ball, the small ball into the slightly larger hole. He's good at that. He's not a nice guy. He's an asshole. Everybody hates him. He gets booed at tournaments and stuff. But no, he gets into every tournament that he wants to enter because he's one of the best golfers in the world.
I'm just thinking about these why school essays, right? It's not about writing a good why school essay. It's not about being nice. Those things are helpful. It's good to be nice. It's better to be nice than to be an asshole. But
sure.
It's better to be good.
Oh, yeah, it's vastly better to be good. And there are circumstances where you would want to talk to these people, but you've got to flip the game on them. And you've got to be looking to talk to these people, like be nice to them, try to make a genuine human connection with them if you can, if you end up talking to them. But you've got to just remember that you're in a negotiation with these people.
By being good, I mean, have a good LSAT score. And if it's still in your cards, the best possible GPA you can get.
Yeah. And if you have that stuff, and if you apply broadly, then those schools are going to be, they're going to be hunting you down. They're going to be wanting to meet you. And they'll already, in many, if not most cases, they'll already have admitted you to their school and offered you a scholarship. That happens sight unseen. You do not need to meet these people in order for them to admit you. You do not need to meet these people in order for them to be offering you scholarship money if you're the right type of person.
Yeah.
And if you're the wrong type of person, then that's not going to stop them from still smiling and patting you on the back and just trying to bring you into the club. It's just that the price for you is going to be wildly different than it is from these other people.
Yeah.
Thanks, Catherine. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.